Hare Krishna. Affection is expressed through attention and through recollection. When we start practicing bhakti to Krishna, when we aspire to love Krishna, we may wonder, is devotion just a feeling in the heart? How can we know whether someone is actually having devotion? How can we know for real whether we too are advancing in our devotion? Well, there are many activities which are meant to increase our devotion. The underlying denominator in all these activities can be understood from the simple principle of how love is inferred in this world. Now, if two people love each other, then we see that if they are talking to each other, then they both offer each other their full attention. When they are lost in each other, and when two people love each other also, even if they are separated from each other, they remember each other very deeply. So in the presence of the beloved, when there is attention, and in the absence of the beloved, when there is recollection, these two comprise reliable indicators of affection, of love. So the principle that applies to our relationships in this world also applies to our relationship with Krishna. So the test of our devotion for Krishna, we can see that when Krishna is manifest before us, how much is our attention when we are taking darshan of Krishna's deities, when we are hearing his message, when we are chanting his holy names, to the extent we offer our attention to him, to that extent we have devotion for him. And conversely, when we are not able to do these activities because we have many other engagements to do, so during those engagements, whenever we have some free time, at that time, what do we recollect? What is the default memory that we go towards? So if our default recollection is towards sense gratification, if it is towards cricket, if it is towards sports, if it's towards news, if it's towards politics, then that means that is what we are attracted to. But if our default recollection goes towards Krishna, then that means we do have devotion to Krishna. Now, a consistent theme in the Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna urges us to always think of him. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhya cha mayyarpitamano buddhir mame vaishyasya samshayah. So he says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. He says, always remember me. But significantly, he immediately follows this mam anusmara with yudhya cha, with fight. That means that he is not asking us that for the sake of remembering him, we have to give up all other activities and simply remember him. He says, no. He says, remember me and do your activities. So for Arjuna, the prescribed duty is fighting. For us, the prescribed duty may be something else. But when we remember Krishna and do our activities, that means we are making Krishna our default remembrance, even when we are not directly connected with Krishna. And to do that, mayyarpitamano buddhir. We have to offer our mind and intelligence, offer our inner life to Krishna. And for offering our inner life thus, we need to offer him attention when we are directly connected with him. So when Krishna is in front of us and when we remember him, then when Krishna is not in front of us, then also we'll be able to remember him. So what applies in the presence of love, that means when there is love, there will be attention and there will be recollection. That same principle can be applied for developing love. That means whenever Krishna is in front of us, if we strive for attention, and whenever Krishna is not present before us, we strive for recollection, then by this combination of attention and recollection, our devotion will gain nutrition, and thus it will culminate, it will progress and culminate towards intense pure devotion, wherein we will have constant remembrance of Krishna when he is present before us and when he is not present before us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.